to the house of God. Okay, so today is what for you? So for people in US, it's 22nd, 21st, early in the morning. I heard the voice of God concerning a famine. And then I tried to come on case meeting, but by then it was over. So I believe the Holy Spirit wanted me to reserve this word for today. The word that the Lord wants to release tonight is God's solution to the coming famine. God's solution to the coming famine. I saw in the dream details, but I'm not going to reveal those details that God gave to me. I'm going to release those things and that wisdom that God wants to give to his people concerning the coming alarming famine. Okay. So before I start off with the solid topic of God's solution to the coming famine, I want to give you some pointers that the Lord told me to give you before I start off the word. And today's word is more of a prophetic release. A prophetic release, a prophetic voice of God, a solution from the Lord for the coming famine. And God wants to reveal how can the people of God become something because of which they will not be impacted by the coming famine. Okay, so before I start off with this topic, I want to give you some things. The first thing that I want to give you is if you are impacted by the famine, you cannot be a solution to the famine. Write it down. If you are impacted by the famine, you cannot be a solution to the famine. Second thing is, God does not want you to be a victim of the famine, but a solution to the famine. God does not want you to be a victim of the famine, but a solution to the famine. Let's start off our introduction with the scripture in 2 Kings chapter number 6. Let's go in 2 Kings chapter number 6. 2 Kings chapter number 6, verse number 24. And it happened after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his army and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine in Samaria. And indeed they besieged it until a donkey's head was sold for 80 shekels of silver and 1/4 of a cob of dove droppings for 5 shekels of silver. So the famine was so intense that even the dove droppings, the excreta of the doves, was being sold for such a high amount. A severe famine because of the besieging by the king of Syria. Verse 26. Then, as the king of Israel was passing by on the wall, a woman cried out to him, saying, "Help my lord, O king." And he said, "If the Lord does not help you, where can I find help for you? From the threshing floor or from the wine press?" Then the king said to her, "What is troubling you?" And she answered. So the king is saying, "How can I help you? From the threshing floor or from the wine press?" So the threshing floor and the wine press are the locations where the grain is pressed, where the fruits are pressed to bring out oil and wine. So the threshing floor and the wine press did not have raw materials for the production of oil and wine. Okay, so stay with me. Verse number 28. Then the king said to her, "What is troubling you?" And she answered, "This woman said to me, 'Give your son that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow.' So we boiled my son and ate him. And I said to her on the next day, 'Give your son that we may eat him,' but she has hidden her son. Now it happened when the king heard the words of the woman that he tore his clothes, and as he passed by on the wall, the people looked, and there underneath he had sackcloth on his body. Then he said, 'God do so to me and more also, if the head of Elisha, the son of Shaphat, remains on him today.'" What happened to the king? There is a famine and people are killing each other, eating children, cooking their children. And here, when the king sees it, he's angry with Elisha He thinks Elisha is responsible for the situation. But Elisha, what Elisha was doing, very important, verse number 32. But Elisha was sitting in his house, and the elders were sitting with him. And the king sent a man ahead of him. But before the messenger came to him, he said to the elders, "Do you see how this son of a murderer has sent someone to take away my head? Look, when the messenger comes, shut the door and hold him fast at the door. Is it not the sound of his master's feet behind him?" And while he was still talking with them, there was the messenger coming down to him. And then the king said, "Surely this calamity is from the Lord. Why should I wait for the Lord any longer?" Okay, now I want you to concentrate on where Elisha is and what is he doing. The Bible says in verse number 32 that Elisha was sitting in the house with the elders. And when the king sent this messenger, when the king sent this agent to Elisha to question him, to kill him, to murder him, Elisha was sitting in his house looking in the realms of the spirit. In other words, the king and the city were impacted by the famine, but Elisha and the people with him in the house were not impacted by the famine. Because the pressure of the famine, the depression that the famine brought, the gloominess that the famine brought was not over Elisha, was not over the elders or over the people with Elisha in the house. If they were in gloominess, if they were in uncertainty, oh, what we will eat, then they could not be watchmen for the city of Samaria. But Elisha, as soon as a murderer came, he could see in the realms of the spirit that the devil sent someone to kill him. And he prophesied that. He operated in that spirit realm because he was not impacted by famine. So listen to me. We have not gone into the topic, but these are the introductory prophetic verses I want to give you. This is what God wants his people to do. To be watchful in the spirit. To be in the spirit. That the coming famine will impact your neighbors around you, but it cannot impact you because you are in the spirit. Okay? If you are impacted by the famine, you cannot be the solution to the famine. Elisha brought the solution to the famine. Why? Because he was not impacted by the famine. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? Amen. So listen to me. So how to not to be impacted by the famine? That is what God wants to release tonight. God's solution to the coming famine. God's solution to the coming famine. We there? So if we are not impacted by the famine, the church, the people, the remnant are the people who are supposed to bring the solution to the famine. When there was a coming famine in Egypt, Joseph's rise was connected to the famine. Hallelujah. When calamity hits the world and the world is uncertain what to do, there is the rise of the sons and the daughters of God in that season of calamity. You got to understand how you will rise, when you will rise. You will not rise when America's dollar is booming up and the world is enjoying. You will rise when the world is in a famine. Hallelujah. If you are the remnant of God, say, "I will rise when the world is in a famine."
In a famine.
Because as per the world, famine is to destroy them. But as per a man of the spirit or a woman of the spirit, famine is to lift them up. Are you understanding that? Okay. So Elisha, let me go to 2 Kings, the next chapter. 2 Kings chapter 7. We ended the 33 verse, chapter 6. Chapter 7 says, "Then Elisha said, 'Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a seah of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and two seahs of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria.'" So an officer on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, "Look, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, could this thing be?" And he said, "In fact, you shall see it with your eyes, but you shall not eat of it." All right, then you can read the incident or the occurrences that happen after that, that the lepers go into the camp of the Syrians and God made the Syrians flee away and all those things. And as per the word of Elisha, tomorrow about that time, what he said came true. A seah of fine flour was sold for a shekel and two seahs of barley for a shekel. He brought the solution to the famine because he was the one not impacted by the famine. He was the one not a victim of the famine. Hallelujah. Are we together? Okay, so let's go into the word now. That was the introduction, that God wants us to be a solution. How? So that we should not be impacted by the famine. What is the coming famine that is about to come on the face of the earth? What is the coming famine? What God is talking about? Turn your Bible to Revelation chapter number 6. Revelation chapter number 6, verse number 5 and 6. Revelation chapter number 6, verse number 5 and 6. When he opened the third seal, I heard the living creatures say, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a black horse. Underline black horse. The color of the horse is important. What is the color? The color is black. What is the black horse doing? And he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine." Hallelujah. That two verses that I read, there is so much in those two verses. And I'm going to open it slowly, slowly to you. Those two verses. So there was a black horse, and the rider on the horse had scales in his hand. And the voice came from the four living creatures. It's the voice of God. And God said, what? Quart of wheat for denarius. The wheat and the barley, the grains, the prices will rise. The prices will inflate. But he said, the oil and the wine will not be impacted by the inflation, by that famine. So the grains will be impacted. The oil and the wine will not be impacted. Stay with me, stay with me. First of all, before going to verse number 6 about the barley and the wheat? And the oil and the wine. I want you to meditate on verse number 5. Verse number 5, let's start off with the black horse. Let's start off with the black horse. The black horse was in the realm of the spirit. Now, before that, there was release of other two horses. There was the release of the fiery red horse. There was the release of the white horse. I'm not going to talk about those horses, those seals that Jesus opened. I'm not going to talk about those. But my concentration is on the black horse now. The black horse was in the realm of the spirit. What does the black horse signify? The black horse signifies the black. That means the dark covering that will hinder the pure rain, snow, and dew to fall upon the earth. The black horse signifies the dark covering that will hinder the pure rain, snow, and dew. Now, what is rain, snow, dew? It's there in the scripture. It will block that to come and fall on the face of the earth. Now, last Friday, I was teaching about the vine and the branch. And I told you the earth, I was visiting the farm and I was looking at the farm and meditating, and I thought this farm, this land that I see is producing potatoes, it's producing cabbage and all. It has been producing this land, this earth, it has been producing it for so many thousands of years. So the earth has the ability to produce food and give it to mankind for so many years, from so many years. Even after we pass away, it has the ability. But its ability is unveiled when it receives the water that comes from heaven. When the water comes from heaven, it receives the water, it receives the dew or the snow. And then that raw material that comes from heaven unveils its ability to produce the food, the crops that the earth needs to produce and give it to mankind. So the earth cannot be produce, or the earth cannot be fruitful until and unless it receives from heaven. Until and unless it receives from heaven. So the black horse signifies the blackness, signifies the darkness that is going to cover the earth. And that darkness that covers the earth will block the raw material, the water, the rain, the dew that comes from heaven. And if that does not come from heaven, the earth will lose its ability to produce. Okay? Turn with me to Isaiah chapter number 55, verse 10 and 11. Isaiah chapter number 55, verse 10 and 11. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. You see that? The black horse is signify the darkness that will cover the face of the earth. Isaiah chapter number 60. So there are some verses that are interrelated with the prophecy made by John the apostle. John in Revelation chapter number 6, what we are reading. Revelation chapter number 6, verse number 5 and 6 is related to also Isaiah 60. It's related to Isaiah 55, verse 10 and 11 that I'm reading. That as the rain comes down and snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and bring forth what? Bud. And bring forth and bud. And that it may give seed to the sower, bread to the eater. So shall my word. So there are two aspects to the revelation that God is giving us. So shall my word be that goes from forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it. Hallelujah. So what God is speaking now, God is speaking in two aspects of revelation. In Revelation chapter number 6, verse number 5 and 6, about the black horse. The black horse is the one that will block the rain that comes from heaven, making the earth fruitless. And then Isaiah is speaking, the rain, the dew, the snow that comes from heaven is the word of God that is released. Now, another interrelated word with Revelation chapter number 6, verse 5 and 6 is Amos chapter number 8, verse number 11, 12. And then I will put all those things together to bring to you what is the coming famine. Amos chapter number 8, verse number 11 and 12. Amos, hallelujah, chapter number 8, verse number 11 and 12. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land. This is Revelation chapter number 6, verse number 5. Black horse, what Amos is talking about. What? Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, not a thirst for water, but of the words hearing, but of hearing the words of the Lord. See what it says. It says the famine is of the hearing. That means coming of that dew from heaven. Are you understanding Revelation chapter number 6, verse number 5 now? The black horse is the dark veil that will block the dew of heaven, the rain of heaven to come to the earth. The dew of heaven, the rain of heaven is the release of the word. Hallelujah. Behold, the days are coming. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of God is speaking to the church tonight. What the Spirit of God is speaking to the church tonight. Because what I am saying is going to come true in the coming years. That is going to happen in the coming years. It says, "Behold, the days are coming," says the Lord. I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, not a thirst of water, but of the hearing the words of the Lord. But of the hearing the words of the Lord. So the black horse is the manifestation of what Amos prophesied. The black horse is the manifestation and the understanding that comes from the prophecies of Isaiah. That is the black horse. The black horse will come, and the rider on it will have scales. Okay? So listen to me, listen to me. Listen, there will be what? There will be no raw material coming. So how will the earth produce fruit? And how will you eat? How will people eat? How? There will be a famine. How to bring the solution to the famine? And that is the wisdom that God is releasing tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Are we understanding now? Shall we go ahead? Okay. Hallelujah. Listen to me. What is the solution? Only the Spirit of God can reveal the solution to what is going to happen. If there will be no word coming to me, how will I have direction? If there will be no word coming, how will I see? How will we do things? And the another aspect of the revelation is, if there is no work, if there is no rain coming, and the earth will not produce fruit, the crops, the food, how will we eat? How will we survive physically? God has a solution to it. Joseph arose as the solution to the famine, the crisis that came in Egypt. Elijah arose as a solution to the house of the widow, which was impacted by famine. Hallelujah. Elisha arose, who brought the solution to the famine that was there in Samaria. Isaac arose in his time, and he brought the solution to the famine by sowing in the time of the famine that was la there in the land of the Philistines. So God wants his people to bring the solution to the coming famine. Okay? Now, what is the solution to the coming famine? Hallelujah. Let's go to Revelation chapter number 6. Revelation chapter number 6, verse number 6. So this is what, so after the black horse and the rider on the horse, verse number 6 says, "I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine." Now let me start to simplify it. This verse is the solution to the famine. Okay? Let me start to simplify it. Now that there are two products. There are two class of products here. One class of product is the wheat and the barley. The second class of product is the oil and the wine. Okay? The wheat and the barley are the grain products, are the raw products. The grain products, the raw products that come directly out of the earth. Okay? That the earth is supposed to produce. So these are the raw products, the grain products. And so the wheat and the barley, the grain, the raw products will be affected. There will be a shortage of these products. But what is the oil and the wine? What is the meaning of oil and wine? The oil and the wine are the refined and stored products. Write it down. The oil and the wine are the refined and stored products. So there are two interpretations of oil and the wine. So if, listen to me, people of God, if you have oil and wine, the famine will have no impact on you. The revelation of the first interpretation of oil and wine is those in the refined form will not be affected. Write it down. Those in what? In the refined form will not be affected. The second interpretation of the oil and the wine is those in the stored form, in the stored form, will not be affected. Okay? Turn with me to Isaiah chapter number 5. This is the word that I took last Friday. Isaiah chapter number 5. What does God wants you to be? God does not wants you to be in the raw form. God wants you to be in the refined form. Isaiah chapter number 5. Verse number 1. So this is the verse that I took last Friday, and I was telling you that about it's not all are connected to Jesus, but those who are all are connected to the vine, and those connected to the vine don't bear fruit. They are connected to the vine, but still they don't bear fruit, because we were having a picture that if we are not connected to the vine, we will not bear fruit. No, but John chapter number 15 says, even those who are connected to the vine, they don't bear fruit. He who is in me and does not bear fruit. I told you the scripture, I'm not going there. So there are two process that applies to the revelation of the vine and the branch. Jesus abides in them, but some of them don't abide in Jesus. And there are three reasons that the Lord gave me why they don't abide in Jesus. One of the reason is they don't want to bear the fruit of the vine. They want to bear a fruit of their own nature. Okay. So I am connected to a mango tree, and I tell the mango tree, you know what? You abide in me. You are holding me as your branch, but I am not going to bear a mango. I want to bear a fig. So I want to produce my own. Okay. And that is not a story tale. That is there in Isaiah 5. That is what I was telling you. So let's see Isaiah 5. Isaiah 5, verse number 1. Now let me sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved regarding his vineyard. My well-beloved has a vineyard on a very fruitful hill. He dig it up and cleared out its stone and planted it with the choicest wine. He built a tower in its midst and also made a wine press in it. So he expected it to bring forth good grapes, but it brought forth wild grapes. So that can happen in the realms of the spirit. That is a parable. Jesus planted a vineyard, and see, he did not only planted a vineyard. He had confidence that the seed I have sown, it will produce the fruit that I wanted to produce. That is grapes. That is grapes. And that's why, since he had confidence in the plant, in the vineyard that he is planting, I know, I have confidence. That is how Jesus is confident in you. By the word that he has given in you, planted in you, and the things he has done for you. He has full faith and confidence in you that you should bring forth grapes. But the Bible says they did not bring forth grapes. They brought wild grapes. The expectation of the planter of the vineyard was not fulfilled. And see, for instance, before he planted the vineyard, what he did, what he constructed a wine press. He constructed a wine press because as soon as the good grapes will appear, he will take off the grapes and put them in the wine press and make wine from it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So listen to me. God cannot multiply grapes. God can multiply wine. God will not, listen to me. God will not multiply wheat grains. God will multiply flour. Look at your Bible and read your Bible carefully and see the elements in which he brought increase. First, don't go there. I'm just saying scriptures. 1 Kings 17:14. At the house of the widow, what did he multiply? He multiplied oil. He multiplied flour. 2 Kings chapter number 4, verse 1 to 7. The widow that came to Elisha, what was multiplied there? Oil was multiplied. John chapter number 2, what was produced in the wedding of Cana? Wine was produced. Matthew's chapter number 14, verse number 17. What was multiplied there? Wheat was not multiplied. but loaf that is made of flour, loaves of bread were multiplied. So the multiplication and the increase, listen to me, does not comes on the raw grains. It comes on the refined products. That is why when the famine strikes, there will be scarcity of the raw products, but there will not be the scarcity of the refined products, because God's multiplication comes on the oil and wine. Hallelujah! I think I am the one excited when I hear God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know. Okay. Listen to me. Listen to me. Oil and the wine will not be affected. Okay. Do you realize that? What is oil? What is wine? Oil and the wine are the one who are pressed in the wine pressed and who are threshed in the threshing floor. Because God's multiplication and increase comes on the oil and the wine. Are you understanding? I am. There are two interpretations. Let me come back. Oil and the wine will not be affected. I said oil and the wine. There are two interpretations to it. One is the refined. It's the refined product. And second interpretation, we will come later. We are still on the first. Refined. Refined products. So that is why the famine will not affect what? The oil and the wine. The oil and the wine. It will not affect those things. The famine will affect the wheat and the grain. You know why? Because of the black horse. Because of the black horse. Since nothing is coming from heaven. Since nothing is coming from heaven. Okay? And the wheat is not produced. How? That's why, remember in the famine of Elisha, the king was saying to the woman, where will I bring help? From the threshing floor or from the wine press? Why? Because the threshing floor and the wine press were dry and empty, because there was no raw materials to come there. The earth is not producing fruit. How we will tackle the famine? Keep the oil. Keep the wine. Keep the refined products. Hallelujah. Stay with me. Stay with me. Let me unveil. Oh God. No, let me not go there. Let me not go there. So the refined products. The refined products. Okay? The refined products. So, let me come to the stored product. The stored products. The stored products. Matthew's chapter number 25. Matthew's chapter number 25. Verse number 1 to 13. Okay? Verse number 1 to 13. What I am going to say, if you are listening carefully, it will shock you from this parable. Matthew chapter number 25, verse number 1 to 13. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to the 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. So they had the oil. What is the oil? The refined product. And secondly, they stored the oil. Okay, stay with me. What did they do? They stored the oil. We all know that. Let's go ahead. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, a cry was heard. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. But the wise answered and said, saying, no, And the foolish, verse number 8. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. So the foolish are what? Doing? Asking for oil. But the wise answered, saying, no, lest there should not be enough for us and you. For us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourself. Selling and buying of oil. Okay? And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Now concentrate on what happened there when the bridegroom was coming, when the announcement was made for the bridegroom to come. The foolish ones did not have what? Oil. So the lamps were not lit up. The wise had the oil in store. But the foolish one started to ask the wise one, because the oil was not available. That is a famine. They did not have oil. Listen to me. That is a famine. They did not have what? What? Oil. If you don't have oil, you don't have the light to enter in the kingdom of light. So they said, give us some oil. But the wise virgin said, we cannot, we will not give our oil to you. We will not waste our oil on you foolish people. You go to those who sell oil. So listen to me, listen to me. Listen to me very carefully. The buying and selling of oil is not going to work in the famine, but the storing of oil will work. The buying and selling. Now listen to me. What is God talking here? God, what God is revealing here? Those who have stored oil. Now if there is a famine in your city and there is no oil available, the only store oil is available, there is a huge, huge line there, and 1 gallon of oil is worth $3,000. For example, I don't know, but 1 gallon of oil, $3,000. And there is a line, so you have to stand there 2 days to buy oil. Why? Because you are going there to buy oil. You are ready to stand there for 3 days. You are ready to pay $3,000 for buying that oil. Why? Because you did not store the oil. Because what? You did not store the oil. But if you have stored the oil, you will not go to the line in which the world is lining up and wanting to pay money for the oil. You will not go there. So the wise virgin said to the foolish virgins, since you did not store oil, go to what the world is doing, lining up, go and buy oil from the sellers of oil. Are we understanding that? Oh God, listen to me. This is what is happening in Christendom, in Christianity. The buying and selling of oil. You know, many ministries are selling oil, take anointing, pour it on, healing, pour it, olive oil, this oil, that oil. So buying and selling of oil is not going to work in famine. I want you pray for me. If you did not took the efforts to store oil yourself, you are going to be a victim of the famine. Storage of oil, the stored products. Do you know the shelf life of olive fruit is far less than the shelf life of the olive oil? The shelf life of grape fruit is far less than the shelf life of grape wine. So, hallelujah. If you buy grapes from the market and bring it to your house and keep it in the fridge, in the refrigerator, and keep it there. After I don't know, don't take me technically accurate, but after few days, maybe 2 weeks, the grapes will rot. But go and buy grape wine from the store. Come and keep it in your house, not in the refrigerator. Keep it on your table. It will go long for 1 year. Storage of refined products. There are two things that will not, hallelujah, hallelujah. The refined products and the stored products. These guys, these women had oil, the refined oil. They had stored it. That's why when the bridegroom came, they did not have to line up what the world was lining up for, buying oil. The famine is coming, where Christians will continue to do what they are doing today, buying and selling oil. Where can I get my breakthrough? Where can I get my healing? Oh, Sister Ruth, which minister of the gospel pastor can help me to deliver? Oh, I have been here in Apostle Rao's meeting, but what I wanted, I did not never got it. Which minister, other prophets can help me? I want to buy. Ah, famine will kill you, sister, because you do not store oil. No one can help you when the famine comes. No one will help you when the famine comes. No one, if you did not store oil. Storage of refined products is what will save you from famine. Storage of refined products. Hallelujah. Many times we think things should happen like this. I should get a breakthrough like this. Ah, and you run here and there buying and selling oil. Hallelujah. That is not going to work. They missed the coming of the bridegroom because they went to buy oil. And to buy that oil in that famine will take a long time. Until then, the door is closed. And what did the bridegroom told them? I never knew you. I never knew you. Those who did not store oil. Hallelujah. Are we understanding now? Are we understanding now? The wheat and the barley prices will rise, but do not harm the oil and the wine. The oil and the wine are the refined and the stored products. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go and step up to the next revelation. 1 Kings chapter number 17. 1 Kings chapter number 17. So, you know what is that? There is the story of the widow of Zarephath. So, verse number 8. 1 Kings chapter number 17, verse number 8. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, indeed, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, Please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink. And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, Please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. Make some bread with your flour and bring it for me to eat it. Okay? Now, what is the context here? The context is, the widow of Zarephath was not a widow of Zarephath only, but she was chosen to be a woman of God, to be a servant of God. Because here is verse number 9, God was speaking to her. And God was giving her instructions what to do in ministry. And God told her in verse 9, I have commanded the widow to give food for you. So she was actually a part of what God was doing upon the face of the earth during a what? Famine. During a famine. Hallelujah. But she did not obey that voice. Maybe we don't know why she heard the voice, or she was so caught up in the famine that she did not obey the voice. Okay. This widow was not supposed to suffer in the famine. But still she was suffering in the famine. There is a reason to it. Why she was not supposed to suffer in the famine? Because God had chosen her as a storehouse in the famine, like Joseph. That when the famine is there, Joseph will provide food for the people in spite of the famine. So here is God speaking to the widow. Woman, I command you, give food to my servant Elijah. But here when Elijah came, he said, bring me some water. He thought, you know, God told me, God commanded the woman, so the woman knows what to bring for me. But when he saw that the woman is lost in her own self, he said, woman, bring a bread for me. Don't you know God has told you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? That happens many times with me. Sometimes God tells this person, I have ordained for this. And then I speak to the person or I preach or teach to that person thinking that he knows what God told me that he told it. But the person is in another world, does not even shows any signs that he knows what God has told him, that God told me that he told him. So the woman was lost and he said, bring a morsel of bread for me. And she was going to get it. Verse number 11. He called to her and said, please bring a morsel of bread in your hand. Verse number 12. So she said, as the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. Okay, what she had? Some flour, some oil, little bit. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks, that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. Oh God. What did God say? Okay. Listen to me. Now, you have oil and wine, but you have little oil and wine, and now there is a famine. You cannot get the raw products to manufacture new oil and new wine. You cannot get it. So you are thinking, this oil and wine, this is the last meal. We will eat of it. We will die. But God told you to open your storehouse. And when you open your storehouse to the purpose of God, the increase upon oil and wine will come. Okay, stay with me. Turn with me to Genesis chapter number 41, verse 56. After this revelation, we will go there in 41, Genesis 41. Turn with me to Genesis chapter number 41. 56. What it says, 56? The famine was over all the face of the earth. When the famine was over all the face of the earth, what Joseph did? And Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold. Underline that. Everyone say, and Joseph opened the storehouse. Everyone say that. Joseph opened the storehouse. Now say, I need to open my storehouse. You have oil. You have wine. But until you open that storehouse, it will not increase. So, God commanded the widow to open the storehouse and feed his servant. To when there is a famine, don't sit crying in your house about the famine. When there is a famine, the world is crying, but you open your storehouse means obey the Lord and fulfill your calling even in that season. Do ministry what you are called for in that season. Do ministry in the famine. What was Elisha doing? He was not crying like the king and the woman cooking children. He was there in the house doing ministry. What was his ministry? Watching in the spirit, praying with the elders. Hallelujah. Are we understanding that? That is opening off of the storehouse, is doing God's ministry in the famine. You might have oil, you might have flour, but you are not opening the storehouse. You are not opening the storehouse. And the increase, because you think, oh, this oil and the wine, I will eat, I will take. Oh, this oil and the wine, there is a famine, I will keep. But God is making you a storehouse of his oil and the wine, because when the famine comes, you will rise into prominence. You will rise as a solution. Hallelujah. Those news channels and those media that never knew you have to be forcefully casting you, because you shall rise in a famine. You shall rise. You shall rise when you open your storehouse. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? Amen. So she said, I am going to, there is a little bread and little oil in the jar, and I'm going to use it to cook food, and we are going to die. Verse number 13. And Elijah said to her, "Do not fear, go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth." Hallelujah. What you want to eat, you eat, but bring it for me first. Open your storehouse towards feeding me, towards feeding the purposes of God. Hallelujah. Towards feeding the purposes of God. And then, you know what? Why people are not prospering in the kingdom of God? Because they own things. They own things. She became the owner of the oil she had. She became the owner of the flour. And she said, "I want to use it like this. I will use it like this." Hallelujah. Amen. When you own things, you will suffer in famine. But when you become a steward of the things given to you by God, you will rise in the famine. You will become a solution in the famine. Hallelujah. Many people, because they own things, God speaks to them, "Give it this, give this, release this," but they don't release it. They own it. "I will not do." And in famine, this is how to escape a famine. This is how to escape a famine. How can in the world, by the 7 years of the 1/5 of the proceeds from the children of Egypt, can help and feed the whole world with food for another 7 years? There has to be a supernatural intervention of heaven in what Joseph was doing. Joseph was not a common man. Joseph was the manager who was managing the logistics. Even Elon Musk was not as wise as Joseph. Elon Musk just has Tesla in the US and I think in China. But Joseph was managing supply of food to the nations of the earth. By what? By the things that he had stored in his storehouse. And the things that he stored in his storehouse, from where did it come? Joseph recommended the Pharaoh, saying, when there is an abundance for 7 years, take 1/5, not even 1/10, 1/5, we will come to that scripture, from the people of Egypt and store it in the storehouse. Take 1/5 from the people of Egypt and store it in the storehouse. And they store it in the storehouse. That is storing of oil. That is storing of wine. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we understanding that? Hallelujah. Remember the wedding of Cana. The wine had ceased. The wine had ceased. And Jesus caught hold of the servants who were there in the feast and said, this water pots, the stone water pots, fill it with water up to the brim. And Jesus said, now what you need to do, take some of the water and take it to the manager of the feast. And the Bible says, when they drew water from the water pots, and when it was in the hands of the servant who were releasing it, it became into wine. It turned into wine. Hallelujah. The increase will not come from the hands of the government, will not come from the water pots. The increase will come from your hand. When you take it and release it, it will multiply. You don't know. Hallelujah. How can one nation who gathered 1/5 for 7 years feed the whole world for another 7 years? The increase, the more he gave, it never ended. There was an increase because of the hands of Joseph, who was managing the logistics and the affairs of the storehouse of Egypt. when they took the wine, when the servants took the wine, it changed. When the servants took the water, it became wine. Hallelujah. Are we understanding that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is, the Bible says it is more blessed than to give than to receive. Now, listen to me. The parable of the oil was something different. The parable of the virgins, you know, the five foolish, the five wise. It's something else. It applies to a different context. It applies to a context. Now, why? My question is, why the foolish virgins did not add oil? Remember, I taught last Friday that some people are not abiding in Jesus because they don't want to bear fruit when God wants to bear fruit. There is a time for bearing fruit. It says he shall be a tree planted by the rivers of water, and it shall bring fruit in its season. So not any time that when the branch wants, but in its season. But some people want to bear premature fruits. That means, listen to me, the parable of the 10 virgins I'm talking about, Matthew 25. That means the fruit that you have produced, the oil that you have stored, has to be used under God's instructions. The five virgins, they knew they are supposed to lit up the lamp, but they did not had oil. You know why? Because they used up the oil in the wrong time. The oil was supposed to be used to light up the lamp for the coming of the bridegroom. They had vessels, but they did not have oil. They had the lamp. That means which man will carry a lamp without the oil? Which man? There has to be, if there is a lamp, there has to be oil. But they did not use that oil to lit up their lamps. They were using and wasting their oil on things which were not from God. Hallelujah. Listen to me. People of God, are you listening? Man of God, brother, pray for me. Brother, you know, I want you to pray for me 3 times a day. I want to connect with you. I need to have this breakthrough. You know, brother, I want to pray with you every day. I want to pray with you. Yes, I will pray with you. Some Christians have favorite prayer partners. Christians I have heard, they have covenant prayer partners. They are all the time on the phone with praying with them. You are using up oil in an area where God has not told you to use up oil. You are releasing oil and your vessel is becoming empty on someone that God did not tell you to use your oil for. And when the right time to use the oil comes, you don't have the oil. You don't have the oil. Hallelujah. Can you say an amen? Hallelujah. The escape to the famine, is the refined product and the storage of refined product. Do not harm the oil and the wine. Do not. The wheat and the barley will go up because there will be no supply from the realms of heaven because of the black horse. No raw materials. But you have to store the oil and use it wisely, dear friends. Hallelujah. You have the oil, like in the case of the widow. And God is telling, use your oil, use your flour. My servant is in need. But you say, no, 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 no. I want to use it for myself. But God is telling, so use the oil, store the oil as per the instructions of God. Read your Bible carefully. Jesus was not like the modern day healing evangelist who would arrange for crusades and who would hype up ministry by showing testimonies. I have the anointing, this, things have happened. Jesus was not like that. Jesus was not like that. Read your Bibles very carefully, because Jesus used the oil that he had as per the instructions of the Father. The Bible says he went to the pool, and there were many sick people near the pool. Many sick people, paralyzed, lame, crippled, all sorts of. And they all were waiting for the angel of God to come and stir up the water of the pool. That the first one to get into the pool will be healed. And there was a paralyzed man there waiting for the water to be stirred up, waiting for his chance for healing. And there were many, and Jesus went to no one but to the paralyzed man. What did Jesus said when he was teaching? He said there were many widows in Zarephath during the famine, but God did not send Elijah to no one but to the widow. Hallelujah. There is the instructions of the usage of oil. Don't waste your oil, that when the bridegroom comes, you don't have the oil to lit up your own lamp. You wasted it. Hallelujah. It was wasted. Keep your oil. The storage of the refined products is the escape to the coming famine that is going to come upon the face of the earth. The storage. How will you store if you are wasting it? How will you store if you are wasting it? Hallelujah. Are we understanding until now? Amen. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your oil on assignments that God never told you to do. Don't waste your oil on this assignment, because the famine is coming. The famine is coming. And don't be like the foolish virgins who had to go and buy oil from the sellers of oil. Hallelujah. Are we understanding until now? So the widow was commanded. So Elijah said, okay, you eat yourself. I'm not denying, don't eat. But use your oil to make bread. Use your flour to make bread to feed me. And when you will do that, multiplication will come on the what? Flour and the oil, the refined product. Multiplication will come on the refined products. Hallelujah. Are we understanding that? Let's now go to Genesis chapter number 41. Genesis chapter number 41. It says, okay, that's a big chapter. Let me read from verse number 16. Let me read from verse number 16. So Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, It is not in me. God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, Behold, in my dream I stood on the bank of the river. Suddenly seven cows came up out of the river, fine looking and fat, and they fed in the meadow. Then behold, seven other cows came up after them, poor and very ugly and gaunt, such ugliness as I have never seen in all the land of Egypt. And the gaunt and ugly cows ate up the first seven, the fat cows. When they had eaten them up, no one would have known that they had eaten them, for they were just as ugly as at the beginning. So I awoke. Also I saw in my dream, and suddenly seven heads came up on one stalk, full and good. Then behold, seven heads withered thin, and blighted by the east wind, sprang up after them. And the thin heads devoured the seven good heads. So I told this to the magicians, but there was no one who could explain it to me. Then Joseph said to Pharaoh, the dreams of Pharaoh are one. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good cows are 7 years, and the seven good heads are 7 years. The dreams are one. And the seven thin and ugly cows which came up after them are 7 years, and the seven empty heads blighted by the east wind are 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken to Pharaoh. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. Indeed, 7 years of great plenty will come throughout all the land of Egypt, but after them 7 years of famine will arise, and all the plenty will be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine will deplete the land. So the plenty will not be known in the land because of the famine following, for it will be very severe. Hallelujah. And the dream was repeated to Pharaoh twice, because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now therefore, let Pharaoh select a discerning and wise man and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land to collect 1/5 of the produce of the land of Egypt in the 7 plentiful years. You see the solution given Joseph. What did I say? If you wheat and grain are okay, if you store olive, grapes, those things will not last. Those things have to be stored in the refined form. That is the meaning of what God was speaking in Revelation chapter number 6. The wheat and the barley, the prices will rise, famine will affect. But the oil and the wine, the stored product, the refined product, which went through the wine press, nothing will happen to them. Okay, listen to me. What was the solution? The practical solution that Joseph offered Pharaoh was to collect how much? 1/5 of the produce of the land of Egypt in the 7 plentiful years. 1/5 of the produce of the land of Egypt. Now, if you know the map of the world, if you know the map of the world, how small is Egypt before the nations of the world? Egypt is very small. And these people gave 1/5 of the produce of the land. Listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. If people, listen to me, what I'm saying. People are so afraid, oh, the mark of the beast will come. We will not be able to sell. We will not be able to buy. How will we survive? I'm not afraid of the mark of the beast coming. I'm not afraid. Because God told me something. God told me something. People who have stored oil, people who are refined, went through the wine press. If you are that person, you need to thank God for the coming famine. Because if the coming famine does not come, your revelation of your anointing to the people will not also come. You have been chosen for the coming famine. That is who you are. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? Joseph was practicing football in his house nets until he was supposed to become the champion in front of the world. All those dreams that he was. Sometimes, you know what? I have seen that. I have seen that. People, I have seen things. I started to see things. I started to see the share market. The trend of the share market in a vision, how much it will rise, the details, the dollars, the amounts. And I wrote it in a book. This is what I saw in the vision. Yes, I wrote it in a book and I did not tell it to anyone. And then after 2 days, I was surfing through the articles and I saw a rise in the share market with the exact amount that I saw. Before the gifts that you are operating in, you are thinking, oh, I have this, all these gifts. But you are in the training phase. God is training you in the secret until your time of, and these things that you think that, oh, nothing will happen through those gifts, those are the training phase that God will use during the time of famine. Now he is training you in those things. God is you going to use those gifts when the time of the famine comes. Those gifts will be made visible. When there is a casting down in the world, the children, the remnant of God will rise up. Because when God told me this, when the system of the 666 will be in place, and where the Bible says no one will be able to buy or sell. God told me when I was with him in the secret place. He told me, you know what, Raul, you don't have to be afraid of this. Because I am building another system where my people are going to rise. And the system and the solution to the famine that is going to come upon the earth is the revelation of the oil and the wine. Because the oil and the wine, the darkness will not be able to impact. Because even when gross darkness will cover the earth, my children shall arise. Because my glory will be upon them, because they have the oil and the wine.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Are we understanding that?
Praise God.
Joseph, I am sure Joseph thanked God for the famine. Who is who? And Christians are afraid. Oh, this was so shown in the news. No supply of food. People are losing their job. Will I lose my job? How will I pay for the bills? How will I survive? What will happen to me? You don't see in the spirit. I was praying for a brother here, and God gave me a word for him. But before I tell it to him, I will tell it to you. Okay? God's voice to you will not be as per the circumstance you are in, but is as per the reality of his will for you. God's word to you will not be as per the circumstance you are in, but is as per the reality of his will for you. For example, Abraham, no child. Sarai, barren. God's word to him, you are not barren. You are a father of many nations. Hallelujah. But what you are doing, you are trying to search for a word that comes from someone or from God, as you believe, but you search for prophets who can speak a word to your situation, to your circumstances. That is not how God speaks. God's language is completely contrary to what you are going through. You are coming in a meeting. You are not able to pay the bill. I understand your problem. And you are expecting God will speak and heal you. Give you healing. You are expecting a word in the circle of your circumstance. But here is God is telling you, you are a healing house to the nations. You are not able to hear God because you have not able to develop the perspective of God. You are not able to develop your faith capacity to take in what he wants to speak to you. And you are still searching a word from God in the circle that you have drawn around yourself. In a circle that you... But God's... Listen to me. I decided for myself and I went for a fast to a place for 7 days. I went there. So the first day I went there, and it's a remote area, and I saw people down taking up sheaves. It's a farmer's area, sheaves, and from the farm, and taking, bundling up and keeping it in front of where I was living, keeping it there. And then the Holy Spirit speak to me, what do you see there? I said I see sheaves. What do you remember from the scripture? I said, I remember, Lord, that the sheaves of Joseph, the sheaves of Joseph's brother fell down before his sheep. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and he told me, you know what, Joseph was thinking that the vision and the dreams he saw, remember the sheaves? Hallelujah. Am I speaking to someone here? The sheaves bow down before Joseph's sheep. The sun and the moon and the stars bow down and all those things. So the Holy Spirit told me, you know what, Rahul, Joseph, after seeing those dreams and vision, Joseph was thinking that he is going to rise to a position where his family will come to him for need. But little did he know at that instant that it was not only his family, but the world was going to come to him and bow down to receive food from him. So the picture was bigger. Hallelujah. The picture is bigger. Many people in the church grow old and they die, and they say, oh, that man, how, what age he died? 99. Wow, he lived long. But he never saw the bigger picture that God had for him all his 99 years, that he will discover in heaven. Hallelujah. Joseph, or not only your family, the whole world will come to you, and your rise will be, when the world will fall down, then you shall rise. Because God wants to give up, God wants to raise men and women who can be a solution to the crisis, to the famine that is coming on the face of the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So the storage of the food grains was the wisdom of God when the earth stopped producing food. What is a famine? Famine is when the earth stops to produce food. And mostly famine comes because there is no rain or no dew that comes from heaven. Dryness. Dryness. Once I was in a fast and pray, and I think I told you this. I got up early in the morning, I was coughing, and I went to the wash basin, to the bathroom, and to wash my face. And when I switched on the tap, to my surprise, there was no water in the tap. I said, "Oh, there is no water in the tap. How will I wash my face and wash my hands?" So there was no water in the tap, but I saw that by chance I had stored water in the bucket. So I used, and when I started to use the water in the bucket, there in that place, the presence of God came over me. And the Lord told me, "Raul, times are coming. The heavens will be closed as the tap does not give you water. There will be a scarcity, a famine of word." Amos chapter number 8. A famine of my word. But in those days, this stored material that you have stored. But, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Things will stop to come from heaven. But you know what? Who will be the heavenly source at that time? You. Because you have stored up oil. You have stored up revelation. Don't worry if you are getting revelation and there is no one who is. You speak deep revelations to people and they are like, "Ah, okay." It's not going in them because it's not for this time. It's for the time of famine. Joseph interpreted the dream of the baker and the dream of the wine bearer exactly. And what the wine bearer saw and what the baker saw came to pass as Joseph had interpreted. And Joseph thought, "This wine bearer will appreciate me because of my gift." But he forgot Joseph. He forgot. Little did he know, God is filling him up because the time for God to make him a storehouse of heaven right on earth will come during the famine. During the famine. Karobo sakata. No problem if you are getting revelation and when you are speaking it, people are like, "Oh." And you know the depth of it, but people are not understanding. Those things, God is filling you up because the time of the famine will come where you have to open it up. Hallelujah. And then the words that you are speaking now, people are mocking you. But when they will be struck by famine, they will know that these words that you are speaking are precious, still are more precious than gold and silver. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Can we say amen? Let us pray. Let us pray. Verse number 56, 41. Genesis 41, 56. It says, "The famine was over all the face of the earth, and Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold to the Egyptians. And the famine became severe in the land of Egypt. So all countries came to Joseph in Egypt to buy grain because the famine was so severe. All countries, one Egypt, all countries. It's not about Egypt, it's about Joseph, under whose hands the oil and the wine multiplied. Hallelujah! 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 Are we understanding that? Wheat and the grain will be affected. What does Amos says? Amos says people will go to the north, to the south, searching for the word of God, but they will not hear it. Amos chapter number 8, verse 11, 12. There will be no hearing of the word. That is the black horse who will close the realm, both aspects of it, natural and spiritual. Scarcity, scarcity of the word. People will go searching for the word. Hallelujah. You know, there is a saying in India that until the time you don't have a thing, you don't realize its importance. Yes. What God is filling inside of you is not common. What God is putting inside of you these days is not common. is more precious than gold and silver. But the thing is, its season of recognition has not come. It will come when there will be a famine. When there will be a famine. When there will be a famine. Hallelujah. It will come when the famine comes. And the famine is going to come. But tonight God has released the revelation of the refined and the stored products. The revelation of the oil and wine that will not be harmed. And I am telling you, if you are receiving this word, you will not be a victim of the famine, but you will be a solution to the famine. If you understand this word, you will be a solution to the famine, and the famine shall not impact you in any ways. Stop living in the flesh. Come in the spirit. Start living in the spirit. Stop speaking like carnal people, looking at the news. I don't know what is my future. Oh God, your future is to rise with God in times of famine. Your future is to rise. And the Bible says, darkness shall cover the earth, gross darkness the people, but my glory shall be upon my people, and they shall rise, and the kings shall come to the brightness of the rising. Gentiles shall come to them. How? By the understanding and by the practice of the storage of the refined products, and you being refined by God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, Pranta Karaba. You have seen gold in its raw state. No one will even recognize that gold. Only a true goldsmith or a worker of those ornaments will recognize, it's a gold. But you will think, it's a stone. Let me throw away. And I want to prophesy to some people. People thought you are a rejected stone and took you and threw you away. But God sees you as the raw material which can be put in the fire, which can be put in the wine press, and precious gold can be produced through it. The same person who saw that stone threw it away, and the goldsmith picks it up. And it's gold, and puts it in fire, construct it, and gives it the shape of an ornament. And the same person who threw that stone comes, this is so precious. I am ready to give any amount of money to buy it. It's precious. That is how God is making you. That is how God is making you. That is how God was making Joseph. Joseph interpreted dream. Joseph said this. We heard it. We took the benefit. We threw him away. He's of no use. He's a prisoner. He is a small guy. Hallelujah. But the goldsmith has taken Joseph in his hand. And this raw Joseph, the goldsmith is constructing him. Hallelujah. And his rise will be in the famine. The same people who threw him away, thinking he is of no use, he's a dreamer, he's a fantasy, fantasy dreamer and all those things. The same people had to come to this man because he had the food, the solution of the famine. The solution of the famine. God's solution to the famine will be released to his chosen ones. And they will be the solution to the famine. They shall rise. They shall rise when the famine comes. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I don't know, but you know, Lord, who are the people who will rise in the famine, Lord. Who are your faithful ones? You know it, Lord. And I pray that this word will build them up, Lord, and prepare them. Lord, like the widow of Zarephath, she was chosen to be a solution to the famine, but she was completely disconnected. And I know people who are listening, many of them are the solution to the famine, but they are disconnected so much, Lord. The devil is manipulating them. Instead of to be a solution, they are becoming a victim of the famine in Jesus' name. But I pray this word will bring wisdom for them tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, Rasakata Rabo Shamprantu. Regavo Raban Ziandra Banda Rafa Zekete Rebe. Lambro Farako Vikazi Venora. Vrentiam Franzokoti Aravandri. Rebush Kataravande Rafazataraba. I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine. We are not, Rabasa. We, Lord, let us be the storage house of heaven. Let us be the storehouse of heaven, that we may not depend on the raw material that comes that day, because it is going, the supply is going to be stopped. The supply is going to be stopped. Oh, Lord, I pray, Lord, let us store oil. Let us store wine. Let us not be discouraged, but continue to store, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Ravo, Ravika, Ravala, Zialta, Ravanda. Make Ravondia, Frezetia, Ravanja, Brava. Regel, Dialta, Rava. People of God, some of them took you and thought, hey, like Joseph. They took his dream interpretation and threw him off. They took benefits from his anointing, threw him off. Ah, Rabashkata. I am telling you, I am prophesying to you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. You are going to be alabro sekete rebendia regezial tarabanda, the solution to the famine. When the famine strikes the same people, they will come recognizing that what they threw was not something which was of no value, but what they threw was precious. Alleluia. Rabo sketa rabantre meya brabala sel tobo rababa rabonche Maragan Jogrobola, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, those whom you have chosen, let them rise and let them be equipped. Let them be trained under your hand, under your word, under your spirit, under the unction of your anointing, to be the Josephs of the coming famine. Yes, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. Father, I pray, let Josephs arise. Let the people, Lord, the saviors from the famine arise, that through their lives, your name will be glorified. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. I cover all the people with the blood of Jesus, their families, with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.